Good morning, everybody. Let's pray this morning and say, Lord, thank you, God, that you are faithful, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Someone once said that if we don't learn from history, we're destined to repeat it. So as we begin this series in the Minor Prophets this morning, Lord, I pray that you would just let us learn the history to teach us, to instruct us, that we might apply it to our lives, that we would not make mistakes of others, but we would be faithful servants of yours. In Jesus' name, amen. So we are going to start this morning studying the minor prophets of the Bible. We'll start this morning in the book of Hosea. And don't let the term minor prophets confuse you. They're not minor because they're less important than, say, Isaiah or Ezekiel, or because they're somehow less intense. They're somehow inferior to the other prophets. When it says minor prophets, it's really because of the length of their prophecy. Sometimes it was the length of their ministry. Now, in Hosea's case, that's not the case. He prophesied for 50 to 60 years, but it's the brevity of his book. It's a shorter book, and these 12 shorter books that we finish the Old Testament with are called the Minor Prophets. And so we'll begin this morning and go through, my intent is to go through all 12 books of the Minor Prophets in order. So a little foundation before we begin. Prophets were pretty special people. It wasn't easy being a prophet. First of all, you had to be 100% right all of the time, or you were liable to death. You could be killed if you made a false prophecy, but not only that, that they went through hardships as well. See, prophets are kind of like spiritual radios. They were receivers and transmitters. They would receive a message accurately from God, and then they would transmit that message to the people. And sometimes the prophets would give a proclamation or a strong exhortation for the people to be right or to get right with God or turn back to God. And then there were times when the prophet's message would be a prediction, predicting a near event or a far-off event. But other times it wasn't a proclamation. It wasn't necessarily a prediction. It was a demonstration. They were to act out in their own life as an object lesson to the people for the mind and the heart of God for the people. Isaiah had to do that for 3 years. The Bible says he was to go around barefoot and naked as a sign, and I'm glad God didn't call me to be that kind of prophet. But Ezekiel had to scribble on a tablet and depict the city of Jerusalem and then lay siege to it as the people watched him. Jeremiah was to put on a yoke, and all of these people acted it out. So Hosea had to act out God's love for his people, and his wife would act out Israel's unfaithfulness to God. Now, we understand the book of Hosea is an object lesson. It's a display, so to speak. So Hosea was to play the part of God. Gomer, his wife, was to play the part of unfaithful Israel, who would go after other lovers like Israel would go after other gods and worship them. Hosea marrying a girl that he loved, but God telling him in advance that she's going to become a prostitute, a harlot, and not only that, but you're going to need to bring her back. You're going to have to pay the price of a slave for her. You're going to love her through all of this. And all of this is told in advance to Hosea. Now, Jesus said a house divided cannot stand. Hosea's house was divided, because Hosea's wife's heart, the heart of Gomer, was divided between loving her husband and her children, as well as other suitors that would come after her, the other lovers that she went after. And we'll see all of that as we continue through the book. But Hosea, just to frame it now historically, the context is Hosea was a contemporary of two other prophets who were prophesying in Judah. Now remember, this time the kingdom is split. It's divided. The northern 10 tribes, sometimes called Israel or Ephraim, because Ephraim was the largest tribe, then the two southern tribes called Judah because of the largest, most significant tribe that inhabited Jerusalem and Judea. Now, while Hosea was preaching up north in Israel, Isaiah and Micah were preaching similar messages down south in Judah, and Judah will last longer as a nation before her captivity than Israel. So Hosea chapter 1, verse 1, the word of the Lord that came to Hosea, the son of Beriah, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. So for 120 years, there was a united monarchy under Saul, then David, then Solomon, 120 years, each occupying the throne for 40 years. And when Solomon was king over this united monarchy, Solomon was a politician, and it was the power of and the politics that got the better of him, and he started marrying foreign women, doing the things that God told him not to do, introducing other gods. His heart started turning away from the God of Israel, the one that made Israel unique, and started turning towards other gods and goddesses and so on. So, but he also overtaxed the people. And when he died, his son was worse in that he told the people of Israel, he said, "My father scourged you with whips. I'm going to scourge you, beat you with scorpions. My little finger will be heavier on you than my father's ways." Now, if you think you had it bad under Solomon, you're going to have to have it really bad under me. And he was a young and an insecure leader. And instead of winning the hearts of the people and getting the people of Israel and Judah to love him, he was harsh with them. And because he rejected the counsel of his father and his father's counselors and listened to the young men who were around him, forget what those old guys are saying. This is a new day, a new time, a new kingdom. Show yourself strong. At that point, the kingdom was weakened and began to split. And Jeroboam took the 10 tribes and went to the north, setting up a pagan worship system. And the kingdom was divided between north and south. So we see the kingdoms of Judah and Israel. And the kingdom is now divided. And is Hosea is a prophet to Israel in the north. But in the words of Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, because that's what's going on in Israel. On one hand, it was the best of times outwardly. Israel was prosperous. The borders had expanded. There was a sense of national security that they were stronger than ever before. But it was also the worst of times because in that strength and expansion, Israel started becoming arrogant, thinking they were something, that they had something. Look what we have attained. And even though they had outward form of worship, it was mingled with worship of other gods. It was the best of times economically, perhaps socially, but it was the worst of times spiritually. And that's the background for the book of Hosea. And next week we will pick up and start going through the book of Hosea and the minor prophets. But let's pray and say, Lord, we know that it's so easy to follow after society, to follow after rulers and all of those things. But Lord, we do not want our hearts divided. We want to follow our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so may we keep our eyes fixed firmly on you this day and always. In Jesus' name, amen.